Yay!
It's Glorilla, and what do you know about me? Now, we're going to get to know a little bit about my lovely guest here today. It's Josh. He's in the studio with us, and he's got a really important challenge that he's doing. Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. It's really lovely to have you in. And you're going to tell us everything that you're doing with this big running challenge. Now, I just started the Couch to 5K, and I'm already impressed with the amount of miles this guy is putting in. So just give us a little squeak about what you're doing.
I'm currently running 5,656 kilometres over 2025. It's 1 kilometre for every registered suicide in England over 2023.
That's amazing. That is so... It's a kind of a stunning number, really. And we're going to get to talk about this in a bit more depth in this time. So if you find this topic uncomfortable, or if you would rather come back to us in a minute, then we're going to have a couple of tunes and then a good chat. So just as a trigger warning, there will be talk of suicide and suicide prevention. We've got two icons coming up and Say It Right on Vibe 107.6. And then we are back to Josh to have a little deep dive into this huge and epic feat he's currently undertaking. Wolf and Lucky on Vibe 107.6. Now, I'm very lucky to have the gorgeous Josh Squires-Adams in the studio. Hi, Josh. Now, you've just introduced yourself, but just in case no one was listening, we had to give you a little trigger warning because there's going to be some talk about some difficult mental health issues and suicide prevention. So, we are very grateful to have you make time for us to come in, and you've got an amazing challenge that you're doing. That's why you're here. You want to tell everyone about what you're doing and why you're doing it. So please go ahead. What are you doing?
Running 5,656 kilometres over 2025. I'm raising money for CALM, which are a suicide prevention charity.
Okay, that's got it stands for something, doesn't it?
That CALM. Does. It's campaign against living miserably.
I just put you on the spot. Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, trying to remember.
But it's such a kind of catchy name, isn't it? Like, who wants to live miserably? I know so many people just fall into that accidentally and don't really realise. And it's nice to know that it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
So you're doing, I mean, I'm going to say miles an awful lot. So do forgive me. You're doing K's, aren't you?
It's an awful,
yeah. So every single person who sadly lost their life to suicide, you are running a mile for them.
Kilometre.
A kilometre. See, I said I would do it. I'm sorry. I kind of gave myself a pass before. Every time I'm going to do it. Right. So you're running a kilometre for them to raise awareness of people who are struggling with mental health and getting to the point where they feel that there is no way out. You're doing a lot on socials and things like that. I just want to essentially, like, but running, it's a lot of distance. The equivalent from here to like a long way.
It was, I think we worked it out and it was London to Oman.
Well, wow.
Just before Oman, I think it was, yeah.
That's a lot further than I would have actually guessed.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be out of the country, but that's kind of that is a very, very long way. Did you do any training for it? Or were you kind of already generally sort of fit? Because I just started the Couch to 5K and there is no way I could run to Oman.
So I started running around lockdown, just because there wasn't really much else to do but actually get out and keep yourself fit, and the weather was pretty good. And then fell out of it, and then I started training for a marathon, which I did in Malaga in December. Completed the marathon. My training went really well, really enjoyed the training as well. And I just remember seeing the number in, just after 2023 when the statistics came out. And I just wanted to implement that number, the 5656, into something that I could do. And I thought 5656 miles. And then I was like, that's a bit crazy. Took it down to kilometres, which is shorter, but it's still quite a way.
It's a huge difference. Now, I know you're doing it for CALM. You said the campaign against living miserably. Was there anything that particularly drew you to that charity? Did you resonate with them in a particular way? Like, what? Why them?
There are a few people that I've spoken. I'm very open talking about, all the stuff that I'm working towards at the moment. And a few friends I've had discussion with and stuff like that. And yeah, they've been open with me as well, and they said that they've used CALM before, whether it's the chats and all things like that. And I just thought, I saw a lot of advertisement for them as well, and they just stood out for me, so I thought that I'd go with CALM.
That's where you connected. I had a look at their website, and you can have an instant chat with someone there, can't you? So if you're feeling like you are slipping a little bit and you might need to reach out to someone and just have a chat and know that actually someone is out there, just go over to that website and scroll all the way down and you can chat with people. We'll give the details at the end of this if you need to reach out to anyone, if you're feeling that way at the moment. But back to your challenge. Now, obviously, you've got a lot of Ks to run. How far are you in and how much more have you got to go?
So I'm just over 330 kilometres, which will go up to 345 tonight after I finish the show, because I've got to get out for another.
You didn't run to the studio, did you? I didn't ask you that.
I didn't. I wish I'd got out a bit earlier this morning and got it over and done with. But yeah, I've got to go. Got to go after this. And then I've got 5,327.5 kilometres left to go.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And how, you don't just run 1K at a time, do you? Right, what's your sort of average distance that you'll run?
So I'm averaging at the moment 15.5 kilometres a day.
Wow.
And that would, so for me to get to my goal, it would be 15.5 kilometres a day, every day for a year, for 365 days.
So that's actually going to take you a lot longer than I expected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So this is a big commitment from you.
Yeah. I mean, I still work full time as well. So it's, I mean, I say it's hard. It takes me, it is hard, but it takes me around about an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes a day.
Wow.
So yeah, fitting it in is tough, but I'm getting it done. I'm on day 22 today. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Scheduled in rest days?
Not yet. No. I want to fully get through the month.
Yeah.
And then I think after the month, I've given myself the pleasure of a rest day.
Okay, cool. So, obviously you're learning a lot about yourself at the moment, like, both physically and mentally, I should imagine, that you're discovering new parts of your personality that you might not have come across before. Like, what are the most, well, let's say, unexpected things that you've found, like, good and bad, maybe, like, within you, or how other people have reacted to you? Like, what's the kind of standout moments for you that you've, like, just giving you joy?
I think the standouts have been the amount of people that have supported me so far. My parents and my family are great. And then all of my friends as well. My pals are getting out on runs with me, which helps. So we, and you know what? It's the best thing as well. Like, if you're having a bad time, like, obviously it's great to talk, but if you can get out on a steady pace run, get your adrenaline going, get your endorphins going, and still be able to have a conversation with your friends. Like, there's honestly no better feeling in the world.
And they say that obviously exercise is really good for your mood.
Yeah.
And that's going to just, so you're getting all your friends together, you're doing some exercise, you're doing something amazing for a brilliant cause, and you're just getting like little good texts, and it's all getting ticked off. That is absolutely brilliant. Now, we're going to play some music and have a little bit of traffic and travel. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more to Josh and also learn about how you can support and get involved and follow him, because you're on the runners apps, aren't you, at the moment?
Yeah, I'm on Strava. I'd have to work out how to share it, but I've got it on my Instagram. Mm. So you can obviously go on there and you can find my Strava straight away on there.
Cool. Okay, well, we'll go into more details on that after this. I got this on Vibe 107.6. Now, we've got the Josh in the studio at the moment. He is doing an amazing challenge. So if you didn't hear our little bit earlier, hello, Josh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Cool. Just bring everyone up to speed with, like, what you're up to at the moment, because you're doing a really outstanding thing for a very, very good cause. So I want to get everyone to know about it.
So I'm running 5,656 kilometres over 2025. And it's 1 kilometre for every life lost to suicide in 2023.
And we worked it out, and it's going to take you to, like, the end of the year, isn't it, to do that?
Yeah, so on average, it's going to be 15.5 kilometres a day for 365 days. I'll be throwing in, I would have thought I'd be throwing in a few longer runs, maybe some marathons and things like that, just so I can fit in a rest day.
Just a casual marathon, because that's not going to be your first one, is
casual.
It? You've already done one marathon. Did that count towards this goal?
No. That was before the year started, so.
So that was your training? That down to training.
Yeah,
so
pretty
do you
much.
Go through, like, coming from, I'm just going to be completely open, and, like, coming from, like, a girly point of view, this would be an amazing opportunity for shopping and kit and trainers and all that kind of stuff. Have you, like, gone through loads of stuff already?
So yeah, t-shirt, shorts, they tend to get a bit stinky after a while. But luckily enough, one of my friends owns a very successful company now, Pure Logistics, and they're sorting me out with a load of gear. They're sponsoring me throughout the challenge. So yeah,
that's really, gotta help so much, hasn't
it? Yeah, I'm really happy about that.
So that's really cool. So we can maybe get some trainers and maybe pair and spare.
Yeah, we'll try. Yeah,
that'll all be good. Cool. So how can people follow along with what you're getting up to? Because you're doing your daily updates. Every time you do a run, you do an update. What are the platforms that you're on, and how can they find you? What's your handle?
So I'm on Instagram, and I'm posting every day at the moment. The Instagram is Josh JSA, so it's my personal Instagram that it's going through. I'm on TikTok as well. Which is good. I think that is 5,656 reasons to run. So if you type that into the search engine on TikTok, you can find it on there. And I've got my Strava as well. So if you're to go onto my Instagram, you can follow my journey through Strava as well.
Amazing. And how can people donate to help you along your way? And like, what's your target? Do you have a financial target in mind?
So yeah, the financial target is £50,000.
Wow.
Which I'm pretty confident we'll get to.
100%.
Yeah, but if you were to go onto my Instagram, the same again, there's a link underneath, and if you go onto the Just Giving page, it says, well, it talks about my story and the reasons that I'm doing it, and then, yeah, you can just donate there, obviously, if you have the money to donate.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And if people don't have the money to donate, because I mean, obviously, it's a bit of a tricky time of year. We just had Christmas. January is like the longest month in the whole world. And anything else that people can do that can help support you that isn't financial, like maybe like and share or...
Yeah, possibly just sharing the posts through Instagram. Instagram's such a great tool to use now for exposure. So, yeah, if anyone could do that. But, yeah, the donations would be great as well.
No, of course. Obviously, we'll reshare all your stuff here on the station. So if anyone needs to just have like an easy point to find you and support you, then keep an eye on our Instagram and our stories, and we'll do a little post and put out Josh's Instagram stuff and how you can get in touch with him and support him on his incredible journey. Now, I would love to have you back in as you're doing your challenges. Like, just to keep us updated, even if you're out on the street, and maybe, like, because you said before that you usually run with your mates, maybe, like, I could just phone you.
Yeah, cool.
Whilst you are out.
You get a little
because,
FaceTime or something.
Honestly,
like that.
There is no way I'm going to be out at your pace doing that sort of stuff unless I'm on a bike. Let's just be really honest. But it would be great to like keep in touch, keep you on, and like do a little live link with you actually out on the street doing it. That would be so cool. I'd be honest if you would do that.
100%. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
That's amazing. Hey, is there anything you want to say, like to sum up or anything, or are you just kind of like give us a follow and help us out?
Yeah, it's kind of, just follow along the journey. It's pretty exciting, and it's for a great cause as well.
Yeah,
a cause that's very close to mine and a lot of people that are close to me.
Yeah.
So, give us a follow and follow the journey.
Excellent. And just to recap, Josh's Instagram is at JoshJSA, and also he's doing this for Calm, which is a campaign against living miserably, and their website is thecalmzone.net. So if you want to find out a little bit about more what Josh is doing this to help, then go on over there and give him a click. Also, if you are personally struggling at the moment, because we're talking about a topic that is particularly difficult and affects so many people, they have got a live chat facility on their website as well. So do please reach out. That is thecalmzone.net. Thank you for making the time to come in today. I really appreciated it. I know you've got a busy schedule and you've got a run to do tonight as well. So I won't hold you up anymore. Let's get this next track on. It is Mumford & Sons and Rushmere.